Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mash.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's hour number two, Felger and Maz on a re-entry Monday, August 2nd, from our Tom Fritari Studios in Dorchester. I keep throwing to Jim Murray on the update because I knew I was going to do this, Murray.
Force of habit. I mean, I'm in the hot take hot box here, so that's usually where I am. That's usually where the update guy is.
So I'm all Maz. I keep saying Murray, with it's not. McCarthy's on the update. Murray's the Maz figure today. So once again, as usual, operator error. We started off with Red Sox, and I still think that, to me, just the way they've responded to that trade deadline is striking. Who do you blame, Murray? Do you blame Chaim Bloom more or John Henry more?
I ultimately blame ownership because, you know, again, for a team that's so PR conscious and they've dipped here, you know, the Red Sox consciousness, I think, is especially with the casual fan, has dipped over the last couple of years. You now have this team playing with house money. You have a legitimate shot to, you know, go on a deep run, maybe win the World Series. And they've done this before. They know what it takes to invest in this team. And I think that they ultimately kind of handcuffed Chaim Bloom here. I know he's in a position where he, you know, he's the chief baseball officer and he ultimately has final say.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, they make it seem like he does. But ultimately, you know, if they wanted to push him, if they wanted to push for someone like Max Scherzer, like we heard from Jim Bowden late last week, they could still do that. They did do that with some, when Dave Dombrowski was here. Again, it was like, here's the checkbook. It's opened up. Go sign someone like David Price. Go make big moves. And it paid off on that one World Series in 2018, and great. And I know they had to pay the price there in recent years, but if they really wanted to push, it's ultimately on ownership. Bloom was handcuffed here.
And I think most GMs are. I think when it comes to whether you're a tax team or not, that is a broad organizational direction that is set by ownership. I don't know any GM that would be able to tell an owner what he can pay for his baseball team. No, it starts with the other way around. And it's even, you know, it's beyond just the dollars and cents of it. It's philosophically, organizationally, what are we? And that is set from ownership, like it is set in Tampa, like it's set in Los Angeles, and like it will be set here. So Andrew Friedman, NLA, operates the way the owners lay out for him.
Sure thing.
Just the way Friedman and Bloom and whoever now in Tampa have to operate, the way ownership there lays out what they have to be in Tampa. And so Chaim Bloom here is now going to operate under the direction of John Henry. And, oh, by the way, you know Chaim Bloom is pre-programmed. He's a clone who is pre-programmed in the Tampa Bay fashion, which is long view, prospect, you know, development, staying under the tax and all those things. The way he operated, the way he talks, is the way he is pre-programmed. And you know that. And that's the way he's going to run this unless you tell him otherwise. So right. It's on John Henry.
Well, it is. But how about Chaim Bloom's role in this too? Listen, the Red Sox shouldn't be a team that stays under the tax. I firmly agree with that. However, Chaim Bloom was still given $210 million of John Henry's money to operate. And if you're not operating creatively within $210 million, doesn't that say something about you?
Where's the bad money?
Garrett Richards,
for sure.
$10 million. Martin Perez, $5 million. Marwin Gonzalez, $3 million. Matt Andrees, $2 million. Chaim Bloom is responsible for $40 million of spending of the $210 million. He spent 20 of that $40 million on Garrett Richards, Martin Perez, Marwin Gonzalez, and Matt Andrees. 50% is not a good enough success rate to run the Boston Red Sox. Plain and simple. So you can criticize John Henry all you want. I will. I'll load up on John Henry. But Chaim Bloom was still given $210 million to creatively operate within those parameters, and he failed to do so.
Okay. But he also hit, you know, so like you can't, when you add up the Kiki Hernandez's and the da-da-da and getting Verdugo back for Betts, and you add up all those things, has he had more hits and misses in that regard when it comes to the money? I mean, did he save him money? I thought the Benintendi trade was horrible. I hated it. But is Benintendi doing anything?
No, but they're actually paying Benintendi to be in Kansas City.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah, they are. So, again, listen, Bloom's had some hits. There's no doubt about it. But if you're given $210 million, you need to do a little bit better than that and kind of get to the end and say, sorry, I don't have any more money to spend, when you clearly have a number of holes on your team that you need to fix. So let's not act like everything has been a hit here for Chaim Bloom. He's handcuffed. But keep in mind, it's still $210 million, and you spent how much of it on Garrett Richards and Martin Perez? Like, that starts to add up at the end.
What's annoying is that it feels like between he and ownership, like, they now are so rigid that this whole thing is inflexible. Like, that they made these minor moves, and Schwarber, look, he can add, and it'll certainly help you in the lineup when he comes back, and hopefully he's healthy. But coming into the year, they had a plan. It just feels like they're sticking to it no matter what, and that's annoying.
Okay, and also, I mean, Schwarber was a legit addition, except he doesn't play the position you need and he's hurt. So, like, Rizzo to me, that just feels
like a
no-brainer.
Miss. I mean,
what a fit he is in New York. I mean, just this weekend, 5 for 9, 3 walks, 2 homers, 5 runs scored, 3 RBI. Woof. But he is perfect for that ballpark. He's perfect for that market. He's perfect for that team. And a lot of those same things would be here, the only difference being the ballpark. But, you know, everything else, he'd fit right in with you in terms of competitiveness and swagger and that whole thing. And the moment not being too big for him and all of that, he'd be great fit in that regard. And he can play first base. So anyway, it was a frustrating deadline for the Red Sox, and their players played accordingly. And that to me is really the story now. It's how the players reacted to the deadline as much as it was the deadline itself. We'll get back to your calls here at 617-779-0985. Wayne and Beverly, what do you got, Wayne?
Yeah, I don't think the Sox are going to be in first place ever again for the rest of the year, and I think other teams are going to catch them and pass them. Maybe they just don't have it. They don't have the pitching. They certainly don't have the offense. How many times can you leave the bases loaded when you're down by one run and you can't get that run across? Two of your bigger bats, Bogarts and Martinez, they're such streaky hitters. You can't count on these guys. I think Martinez is, what, 5 for 43 in his last plate appearances? You know, this is your big RBI guy, your big power guy. And I don't want to see – I mean, Dahlbeck shouldn't even be in the majors.
Well,
you know, this kid
– when Rizzo gets – I mean, when Schwarber gets healthy, maybe he won't.
Just quickly, it's not just those two either, Martinez and Bogarts, who might have this wrist thing going on.
Bogarts is hurt.
Yeah, so, all right, not that should be an excuse, but it does feel like there's something wrong with him. Vasquez has turned into a pumpkin. Same for Hunter Renfroe. Verdugo's giving you minimal production, especially in high-leverage situations, too. Like, the lineup
– you more worried about the lineup or the starting rotation?
Oh, gun to my head. No, it's the rotation. Yeah. And Eduardo Rodriguez is a disaster right now.
It's the rotation. This guy tonight or tomorrow, whenever they're playing again, Garrett Richards.
Also, a mess.
It's the rotation.
Sure is. Absolutely. And the fact that they didn't add a single pitcher, at least you can say Schwarber's coming in a few weeks. And I know Chris Sale's going to be there. But the fact that you didn't add somebody from outside the organization is just unacceptable.
This Dahlbeck, too. Did you see the footage of him last night at the end of that game? Oh. He looks like a shell shock war veteran or something.
Oh yeah, no. I mean he needs to go down. He needs to go to Worcester. There's no. I mean, he can't play in the big leagues right now. Those strikeouts were horrendous last night. 113 strikeouts in 280 at bats, and he can't play the field anymore too because his confidence is shot. And yet they keep trotting him out there every single day because they don't have somebody to replace him right now. It's unbelievable. It really is.
Harry in the car. Go ahead, Harry.
Yeah. Did any of you guys think they were going to be in first place this year?
No, probably not. But
based on the last year. Okay, no, none of you did. That's neither did they. They figured they were going to make, you know, it's going to be a gradual growth, Tampa Bay part two, and it's like, oh, my God, we're in first place. This is going to screw up our, you know, our plans. And so they're sticking with the plan. And
you're okay with that, Harry?
As a result, you're pissed.
Yeah, but Harry, do you think the San Francisco Giants felt that way at the beginning of the year, that they'd be in first place right now in the National League, in the National League West?
Is their GM a Tampa Bay type of guy? See, this is what the Red Sox wanted. They wanted, gee, we don't have to spend all this money. And look at, we grow our farm system, we'll get all this talent.
Okay, Harry, I agree. That is what's happened. Do you like that approach or not?
No, I hate it.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
Who is the GM out there, Matt? Is it a fellow nerd?
He's
the whole sport is nerd.
He's a disciple of Friedman, I think.
Okay, so because this is the thing. This is what truly makes it annoying.
Columbia, Yale, or Lehigh? Go ahead. I'm going to look it up.
They're the National League version of the Red Sox this year, who added and improved a weakness. They go get a big name in Chris Bryant, who was maybe the 1B to Max Scherzer, the biggest names that are out there. Well, the Red Sox did very little. And if you just base it on the small sample size of this weekend, the Giants add Bryant. He's already raking. They take two or three from Houston while you get swept by Tampa and are now second in the division. Like, you think that's just a coincidence? They looked at that team and said, yep, we're playing with house money, but we're going to go for it. The Red Sox did the complete opposite.
And I agree. I think that how good the team was sort of blew up their plans. But now
that's
here
a good
you
problem
are.
To have.
Oh, my God. Did I say Columbia?
You did, yeah.
Yep. Harris attended Columbia Business School while working at Major League Baseball and later transferred to Northwestern. Of course, it's all the same.
No, Felger, it gets even worse. That's just their general manager. They have, you know, their head of baseball operations ahead of him, Farhan Zahidi. He's from MIT.
Of course he is.
Yep.
Of course he is.
Did he also write a thesis or whatever it was that Bloom did?
So Scott Harris isn't even their decision maker.
Yeah, he's their Brian O'Halloran.
Well, he'll
their
be next.
Actual general manager. And, but yeah.
Oh, this Scott Harris? Oh, yep. My God, they all look alike. They are freaking clones. This guy could be Heim Bloom. He could be Theo Epstein. He could be. They all look the same.
Boyish haircut.
It's the same.
Dead eyes.
White guy, black hair, like a good strong chin, handsome guy, young guy, Columbia. It's like they're all the freaking same, that sport. Oh, my God. Who's the real guy?
Farhan Zahidi.
Okay.
I'm probably butchering.
But MIT, all you need to know. But the point, yes, of course, I think the team, they weren't expecting to be here. But now here you are. You have the best record in the American League. You have the goodest chance of anyone to go to the World Series. And you kind of, you don't totally punt, but you really soft play the trade deadline because you're worried about maybe losing a couple spots in the draft 3 years from now. Ugh, come on. Peter in Maine, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we should focus on, you know, what are we going to do going forward? How can we solve this issue of what talent is on the field? And with all the talent that's trafficking back and forth between Worcester and Boston, I mean, the Blue Sox, you know, you got to go in there and mine and look for, you know, young talent and, you know, accelerate the whole process by which they arrive in Fenway. I think that, you know, to sit here and bemoan the fact that the, you know, management did this. Or
Peter,
did
what do you
that.
Say? So what are you saying? That they need more guys from Maine or what? What are you saying?
I'm saying that
more guys from Worcester, I mean.
Go to Worcester, take a, you know, real hard look.
Okay, Peter, thank you for the call. Do they need to go to Worcester and take more Worcester Woosox?
Nope.
Get them here?
Yeah, because the only guy you thought was going to have an impact, Jaron Duran, he's got 17 strikeouts and 41 plate appearances. So I would, in fact, consider sending him back to Worcester because that didn't work. Here's the thing. Chris Sale's coming. Kyle Schwarber's coming. That's it. This
can,
is your
can
team.
Can Hulk factor in a little bit more to the rotation, though?
Yeah, I think they only like him two times through the order because he only has two pitches. But yeah, I mean, he's better than Garrett Richards or Martin Perez, absolutely. So you put Hulk and Sale into your rotation, and here you go.
We bring up some Pola sodas. We get some dogs from George's Coney Island. Bang, everything's fixed.
I'm just laughing at the real GM there in San Francisco, the Farhan Zahidi guy. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. You know how he got his start?
Did he write a thesis?
No. He headed up the fantasy sports division of the Sporting News. He was a fantasy player.
But it basically is, this is what, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, I did write,
thing.
I wrote my thesis at Columbia about Major League Baseball and how everything changed after Moneyball. And, oh, God, it's all the same.
Before entering baseball, and pronounce it again. I don't want to butcher it again.
Farhan, I think it's Zaidi.
Zaidi served as business development associate for Small World Media, the fantasy sports division of the Sporting News.
Mm-hmm. Did you play?
Oh,
you've been around the game.
Are you kidding me?
Like, wow. Remember when these things used to matter?
While at Berkeley,
come on.
Listen to this. While at Berkeley, he read Moneyball and said it changed his life.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we you're like making it up, trying to do bits, and it's the reality of all these guys.
Oh my God. Anyway, there it is. So Red Sox, I think, is kind of the lead today, but we do want to get to some other stuff from the weekend, including Bill Belichick reiterating that Cam Newton is his starting quarterback. We'll give you that story from the weekend and what happened today down at Gillette with your calls right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Felger has 95 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Matz.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Matz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that. So I don't think you want to evaluate players at any position off of one or two plays or maybe a day. So, you know, from a consistency standpoint, that's always important, and obviously production. So hopefully those things will be good, and I'm sure it'll be a, you know, hard decision. But we'll see how it goes. We'll just let them play and try to do what we feel like's best for the team based on their performance.
All right, how we read those comments, Big Jim Murray? That was Bill Belichick on Saturday.
Yeah, just reaffirmed everything I've known this whole time. It's going to be Cam Newton. And I know he gives himself a little wiggle room there. But let me tell you, like, so this happened before they actually started practicing on Saturday, and Gaspar and I had to do the show down at Gillette for training camp on Saturday. I wanted to turn around after I heard this. I was like, oh, this is just now a waste of time, because it is going to be Cam Newton. Because the one thing that was interesting, I thought, about this year's training camp is you have your first drafted quarterback in the first round since Bledsoe. All right, the kid's got to have a legitimate shot. And in fact, Bill even talked about a clean slate, essentially, going into training camp this year. All right, we actually might get the clean slate, a real QB competition. Cam's our quarterback. I already said that. Yep, you said it back in April. Thanks for pouring cold water all over the one true interesting thing in terms of competition at this year's training camp. It's going to be Cam. I don't care if the kid shines. It's going to be Cam to start the season. Maybe he ends up losing the job. Maybe he goes to him week 5 in Houston after they get their doors blown off by Brady and the Bucks. I don't know, but I do know this. It's going to be Cam to start, and that annoys the hell out of me.
What do you think, McTakey?
Oh, God, it's absolutely brutal. I can't believe we're sitting here on the 2nd of August in the year of our Lord, 2021, and we're talking about Cam Newton as the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. How is this even possible at this point? After last year, where he proved that he can't play the position anymore, you take a guy in the first round who's supposed to be pro-ready, right? He's supposed to be polished outside of Trevor Lawrence. You know, maybe he has the, you know, doesn't have a low ceiling, but his floor is kind of high, and he can come in and he can play for you right away. Turns out, nope, wrong. Did they miss on the evaluation? What the hell's going on here? But Cam Newton is your starting quarterback. Gross. Ugh, can't stand it.
I actually think he opened the door a little bit more than he closed it. Frankly, I still think it's going to be Newton. So I'm not changing my prediction. I've felt that from the start, that Newton's going to be the guy. And I think Newton's going to, in fact, separate himself a little bit when they start going to padded work, which starts tomorrow, and you get into the grind of camp, and it becomes a little bit more about your physicality, or that's more of a factor. And I think they're going to hold that against Mac Jones, that physically he may not be ready to go. So, but when you know Belichick says it's going to be a hard decision, I think that to me is door opening. And so I don't read that quite as dramatically as others. Greg Bedard wrote Boston Sports Journal over the weekend. Do I think Mac Jones needs to decisively win the quarterback competition to start the opener? Yes. Do I think that it's possible? Yes. If you were despondent by Bill Belichick saying Cam's our starting quarterback the other day, relax a bit. Belichick said the truth. Jones has done nothing to supplant Newton after 4 days. There's nothing Jones could have done to do that. Belichick saying he anticipates the decision to be hard. That's the good stuff. There is a long way to go. And I tend to agree. So I think he is leaving the door open. I just don't think he's going to allow Mac Jones to burst through it. What happened today? What's the latest from today, Vinny? You want to start throwing some tweets up there? One of you two guys who are on the Twittersphere, can you give me some updates? I don't need passing numbers per se, more than, you know, who looked good, who didn't look good.
While McCarthy is searching for something specific, I have read from multiple people that were down there covering it today that between the two quarterbacks that Mac Jones actually looked better today than Cam Newton.
Phil Perry writes, Juwan Bentley's leaping interception off Newton over the middle of the field was one of the best plays of the day. Mac Jones is 50-ish. Yard throw to
Isaiah Zuber
down the middle, splitting a couple of Patriots defenders was one of the better offensive snaps of the afternoon. I don't need those kind of nitty-gritty details. Who looked good? Who looked bad? Who won the day? Phil says that Cam Newton's best throw of the day was laid out in front for Jacoby Myers for a touchdown. Came late in the competitive portion of practice. Accurate, on time, with Jalen Mills in coverage. Who won the day? Who carried the day?
According to Matt Dolloff, 98.5thesportshub.com, he was there. Headline, Mac Jones gets clear win over Cam Newton on day 5 of training camp.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Go ahead. Details.
Hold on.
I don't need details.
Yeah, Monday marked the first practice that Jones got a clear win in the quarterback battle. He goes on to say, the question is whether it's nearly enough to change Bill Belichick's mind about the starting job. Goes on to talk about that. It said in one particular session, Jones really separated himself from Newton. The numbers were better. I know you don't care about the numbers, yeah. But the numbers were decisively in favor of Mac Jones.
The one number that I do find kind of interesting is that, I'm reading from Phil Perry again here, is that at one point Jones got 16 straight reps. So just in the little bit that we watched Chris and I on Saturday, I mean, they were rotating these guys and Hoyer was playing a bit too. I certainly didn't see Mac Jones get 16 straight reps like that today. So that, again, okay, that's a little glimmer of hope. Okay, here's 16 straight series for you. You're obviously working with some of the ones. Let's see what you got, kid. Like, that is interesting to me.
Dolloff adding, what has stood out the most about Jones is the overall rhythm of the offense when he's under center. On many plays, it's snap, three-step drop, ball comes out. He may not be demonstrably better than Newton in terms of pure passing at this point, but he certainly looks more like a traditional Patriots quarterback, and he had the production on Monday to match that.
Okay, I have no doubt. When they're in shorts and it's, you know, non-contact work and it's all passing and it's about the pre-snap read and getting the ball out, like, he's going to look better than Newton. He should. I wonder if that's going to be enough to carry the day, though. Bedard also wrote, here's the biggest difference you'll see between the quarterbacks, and this may ultimately be the deciding factor when all is said and done. Bedard writes that Newton looks dramatically improved on his timing when it comes to the pre-scripted plays, but on the rare occasions when Josh McDaniels is just calling plays in competitive situations, Newton goes back to holding the ball while Jones knows what he's doing before he gets to his drop. At some point in time, this is something Newton can't change. He's a see-it-throw-it passer and will push Jones into the starting job. When? No one knows. He says, I'm not sure Jones is going to have enough time to make Belichick comfortable to start the opener. Strictly due to the new schedule, he says. The opening week schedule is just brutal. What he's talking about is all these shorts and shells. No pads. He said 7 days to get into pads? There's a preseason game a week from Thursday, for crying out loud. So, which is true. So the first preseason game is a week from Thursday. How many padded practices are they going to have until a week from Thursday?
What, two?
You know, right. Yeah. Less than a handful. And you know Newton's going to start that one and is going to get most of the reps and most of the work. And so Mac Jones is working from there. There's only three preseason games. I assume they're going to treat the third like the throwaway game it usually is. So is there enough padded practice and enough time for him to win the job before the opener? I bet not.
No, doesn't sound it. So, but that first part's pretty interesting, though, because it sounded like a long way of saying that Mac Jones reads the defense better and reads the field better than Cam Newton.
How could he not? How could he not? How many times would Cam Newton come to the line of scrimmage last year? and see the blitz coming on his front side, right, yeah. right in his face.
And nothing changes.
And never checked out, never changed the play, never eluded it. And it was just the guy would either come and hit him or bat the ball down. How many times did you see that? He didn't really.
Too much.
He didn't really read defenses. So anything, you know, above that is going to be an upgrade. But will that be enough? Will that be enough? All right, so there's your Patriots camp update. We'll give you other news and notes from down at Gillette coming up next. And we'll get back to your calls on everything from the day so far. I want to remind you that Reentry Mondays are brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank. Who wants to tell me more?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you're looking to finance a home mortgage or commercial real estate property or simply looking for a free checking account, visit EBSB.com. That's EBSB.com. East Boston Savings Bank, in your neighborhood since 1848. Here is Matt McCarthy with the headline.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
He is a manipulative weasel
in mass. He does himself no service by actually talking.
You've got to listen to believe.
It's about me.
Yes, absolutely.
It's about me.
No question.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Should we expect Cam Newton to be the starter for week one?
Ryan, the short answer is yes. And I know some people might listen to what Bill Belichick just said and have a mixed message. Say, well, how could it be a hard decision, but Cam's our starting quarterback? So when I put that into the Bill Belichick translator, which has been built and refined over two decades of covering this Patriots team, this is what I come back with. Unless Cam falls off a cliff performance-wise here in training camp, or Mac Jones suddenly becomes Superman, the expectation is that Cam will be under center week one, and it ties to Bill's overall philosophy that he wants every player to reestablish and really establish their position on the team, and he expects Cam to do that as QB1.
That's Mike Reesom down there at Gillette, sort of reiterating what we just went over. Back your phones on this and everything else from the day. Dan and Hopkinton. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, thanks for the call, guys. How on earth can this even be considered an equal competition? Cam Newton has 10 years experience, never mind the last year with this Patriots playbook. How is it that Mac Jones has won 4 out of the 5 days when he's had the playbook for 3 weeks? I mean, if Bill Belichick goes with Cam Newton, he needs to be fired. It's dereliction of duty to not go with the better quarterback. The kid's had the playbook for a month, and he's outperforming them day in and day out. It's unreal. Not equal.
I love it, Dan. Thanks for the call. Murray mentioned this. He made a brilliant point. We spent some time last week on the small crowds at Patriots training camp so far. And when we did the show, it was Thursday, I think we did it. So there were a couple days in the books, and the attendance was down a little bit. And we talked about, is this a sign of things to come? A little fraying of interest without Tom Brady and
the fans being very fickle.
Okay. And, you know, maybe water seeking its level on the juggernaut Patriots popularity of the last 20 years. Is this a sign of things to come? And then apparently they had some pretty good crowds over the weekend. So,
yeah, Friday was packed. And we were, again, Gasper and I there. Saturday, it was mobbed.
Okay. Then today, perfect weather, perfect day. And apparently there was no one there. I heard Beadle and Zoe talking about this earlier. There was no one there.
I mean, they opened up their show talking about it. There was a lot to talk about. I get it. You know, Red Sox getting swept, trade deadline, Cam versus Mac. I mean, they basically started their show begging people to come to training camp today. And Zoe said you could walk right up to the rope line if you came right now.
So,
and they ended their show basically saying the same thing.
No one was there. According to them. Again, I wasn't there. I haven't seen pictures. But just, you know, to hear them talk about it, it was, you know, very light day attendance-wise. Why could that be, Murray?
I mean, my first thought when I heard them start their show like this, I was like, well, they heard it right from the horse's mouth. Bill Belichick saying, "Yeah, Cam's our quarterback." And a lot of people said, the hell with this. Borderline playoff team as it is, you're that stubborn. You're going to be with Cam Newton this year. This is your guy. I'm good. I'll see you week one.
I love it. Bill says Cam's our starting quarterback, and on Monday, no one shows up. No, you can do that on your own time, Bill. Good luck with that.
I think it all comes down to the Brady economy. When Tom Brady was here, people would say, "No, I'm not going to work." Now people say, "Cam Newton, yeah, I'll go to my job today." It's the Brady economy for you.
I have a hard time believing they're related, Murray, but oh, if they are. If it kept just one or two people away, then that's enough.
It's just my nature. I couldn't help feeling
No, I love it.
Because again, hearing that Saturday morning, at least don't say it yet. Like, you know, we got shows to do. I want to feel optimistic about this. Maybe Max got a real chance. 4 days in at that point, the fourth day of camp. Cam's a starting quarterback. I think I said that. Ugh.
Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
So. If I'm Robert, I bring him into the office. I say, Bill, let's not just. Yeah, and that's something Bill says definitively. Cam's our starting quarterback, and the next day no one shows up. That's a take. I like it. Tim and Blackstone on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, guys. I'm curious to see this team's morale and confidence after the trade deadline. Bogart said it last night that it was kind of a must-win game, as crazy as it sounds. But, you know, when you have Richards going today, and then when you – they call it Perez Day, but it turns into D-Day every time he pitches. I just don't think the team feels like the ownership's behind them, and I don't blame them. How can you feel confident going out behind those guys? Just hope it's not a horrible end of the year, because it could be quite the ride and quite the good shows for you guys.
Well, thanks. I mean, let me say, Matt, they have – the Red Sox do – a 5.5 game lead in the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're three ahead of Oakland, which is in the second wild card spot.
Then New York, I think.
And then the Yankees. The Yankees are 2.5 games behind Oakland, which makes them 5.5 behind you. It's only 4 in the loss column. Do you feel safe about that lead?
Theoretically, yes, I should. I don't feel as comfortable as I would have felt about it if they improved the deadline, because the Yankees did improve significantly and Toronto did too. So they should not collapse here. They still should be good enough to get one of those wild card spots, but the division was there for the taking, and I'm not as confident about that as I was.
They'll still get in. The division's in question, though. You know, it certainly feels shakier. They were due for a swoon. I asked Maz at one point last week, I think it was the day you were out, Mike. Like, had they even had a 4-game losing streak this year? They hadn't. They're mired in it right now. So they were kind of due. Timing is,
again,
sort of curious.
I am just above an orangutan that you'll see in a zoo. I'm not a complicated person. And if you go on your first 4-game losing streak right around the exact time that your front office kind of punts at the trade deadline, I'm going to put 2 and 2 together and get 5. But that's me. That's the timing is it's too convenient.
Well, Mike, it's not just you. It's
for
it's
me
Alex
to ignore.
Cora. It's Alex Cora. You know what he did before the start of this Rays series on Friday, after the Red Sox, essentially punted the deadline? He showed the team a hype video of Kyle Schwarber. He showed him a hype video. Why? Because the team's probably saying, man, we didn't do anything. No. We got this guy. He's coming in 3 weeks. Here's the hype video. Get excited. Cora knows. Cora knew that morale was low, so he did what he could to try and boost morale.
Just quickly, because I know, you know, you can just tell, because Maz posted on 98.5thesportshub.com about this horrible weekend of the trade deadline. Yes, Tony and Sudbury just texting in saying, Yankees just picked up 3 games in the last 3 days. You know he's got things to say when he's back tomorrow.
617-779-0985, texter. Mike in the car, what do you got for me on the Patriots?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Sorry, just shutting off this. So with the ease of schedule coming up for the Patriots, right, is it crazy to think that Belichick is confident enough in himself to win at least, I don't know, 2 games with Cam Newton in the first 4 and then bring the kid in after the Tampa Bay game? And old Bill has confidence in himself. He thinks he can probably make it to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Of course he does. I'm going to cut you off. Your phone's mediocre. Yeah, Bill thought he could have won last year with Cam Newton. He thinks he can win with he still thinks he can win with mediocre quarterbacking. That's the irony of last year. It was thrown in all of our faces who might have felt otherwise, except for the one guy that matters. I still think Bill believes in his spiel.
Oh, totally. You know that he does.
So, and this is my fear, that Mac Jones is just not going to have the time, really, to catch Cam Newton in training camp. They're going to go into the season. They're going to get off to like a 5-2 start. And at that point, Bill's going to say, I can't change quarterbacks. We're winning. And that's how you get stuck with Cam Newton all season long. That's it. That's the formula. The time to do it, obviously, would be after they get their doors blown off by Tom Brady and the Buccaneers on Sunday Night Football. But then, boy, is that throwing Cam Newton under the bus. Just, you know, talk about a sacrificial lamb. We're just going to throw you to the wolves. You are the fall guy on Sunday Night Football, you know, in front of the entire world, as Tom Brady comes back here, scorch earth, and embarrasses us all. But you'll take the real fall because you're the one throwing three interceptions as we lose 42-9. And then he changes quarterbacks? Ooh.
Bad look, but, you know, you sometimes have to make these cold, bloodless moves in this league, you know? Like, I wouldn't put it past Bill. He's done these kind of things before.
There's sort of the formula right there. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
The best analysis.
Forget about what's being said. Everyone's ripping someone for something somewhere.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Another guy who got the ball out quick and had good reads, played here, wore number 12, 20 years. Were you a fan of his growing up? Did you pattern yourself after him, your game at all?
Yeah, I watched a lot of quarterbacks growing up, and I always loved watching football, Sundays, Saturdays, college, high school, whatever I could go to and watch. And obviously I love the quarterback position, so I like learning from people. And when you're an NFL quarterback, you can watch them and see how they do things. And you never want to make comparisons, but you just got to kind of learn what you can learn. It's just like anything else. Whatever your job is, you want to learn from the best and watch whoever you can to try and get better.
Here's a little sample of Mac Jones for you down at training camp. I don't see him with enough time to supplant Newton week one. Then you have that Brady game lurking. So it's not the first month. And if the Patriots are any good, and again, we've gone over the schedule. 5-2 is not out of the realm of possibility at all.
No, week five is like that perfect landing spot at Houston. They're going to be terrible. They might not even win a game this year.
So if Bill doesn't want to throw Cam under the bus by benching him after losing the Brady game, he starts Houston, they win again. So, I mean, I think you're looking at a decent start. And then does Bill have the guts to change quarterbacks on a winning team and do that to Cam Newton? I don't know. I think there's a real path where you don't see Mac Jones in the first year.
Oh, and Gasper brought up a good point about this on Saturday, too, Mike. So it turns out that this kid is the real deal, and he is, you know, your next franchise quarterback. What, you're throwing a wrench into this long-term plan because you've got to prove that you can win with Cam Newton this year? You know what I mean? Like, so last year, look at the Miami Dolphins as an example. I know they didn't make the playoffs, but they're ultimately doing it right. You got to find out what you have. They had a winning record when they sat Ryan Fitzpatrick. It made a lot of their veterans, like Kyle Van Noy, very mad. And that's why those guys aren't on that team anymore. And they had to see what they had with Tua. They end up missing the playoffs. That kid looks iffy, but you got to get ahead of this, because otherwise you're going to go back into the draft and find the next guy or the potential next guy. You're putting this on hold for a year because, again, you got to prove to the world, no, I'm the one that can get the best out of Cam Newton this late in his career. It's stupid.
Is Gasper still down on Mac Jones? Has he gone down and seen him?
Yeah, he was there today, too. So now he's been there 3 out of the 5 days.
Jag
he's not coming off the Jag Jones thing. No, he's going to die on that hill. But he did say the kid has, you know, he's looked pretty good so far.
All right. Back to your calls on this and everything else. How about Owen in the car on the Red Sox? Go ahead, Owen.
How you doing?
Good,
you ever see a guy like Evaldi? Ever see a guy like Evaldi throw so hard and get the ball nailed off him? And then you think that the reason they didn't get any pitching was because the minor league prospects weren't there for different deals.
Why didn't they do more on the pitching front, McCarthy?
Because the tax, and they didn't want to go over it. It's not, okay, they couldn't get Jose Berríos, but Danny Duffy went for a player to be named later. Ryan Tepera, one of the best bullpen arms, went for absolutely nothing at all. They chose not to. It wasn't that they weren't capable of it. Sure, they couldn't have gotten Scherzer or Berríos, but they could have improved this staff, absolutely. So they just ultimately didn't, because they value the 16th prospect in their system probably more than they should, and because they didn't want to go into the tax.
Tom and Braintree, go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, guys. So we had Bogart's comments last night. So my thing here is, you know, if this team stumbles down the stretch, you know, and someone like the Yankees, Toronto, that added at the deadline, make a move, and then we end up losing them in the wild card game. You know, we have Bogarts that could opt out 2022. We have JD. They both could be pissed off here, you know, and this could kind of be a snowball effect where, you know, you have this good season, good start for Bloom, and now we're looking at a situation where we won't have players want to come play here. I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
Yeah, I'll just answer this. So I answer this most every single time. If you pay them, they'll stay or play here or come here. Period.
Yep.
If you pay them. There's a rare case, maybe Mookie Betts was one of them, but there's a rare case where guys can make the same, or in most spots, the money's kind of equal for them, and then they do choose it for other reasons. Maybe Bogarts is that player too. I don't know, but something tells me that he'll opt out and sign the contract that pays him the most. And whether that's here, if it's here, it's here. If it's somewhere else, it's somewhere else. And whether you finish first or third or World Series or not is, you know, when it all comes down to it, is not going to be a factor. That's what I think.
Yeah, he's opting out no matter what. Doesn't happen what happens this year. Next year, he's opting out because he's going to be 29 years old and an all-star player and, you know, a number three hitter, you know, in the lineup at a premium position. So that's why he's opting out. You just got to pay the guy, plain and simple.
Anna in Chelmsford, how come no one was at Patriots training camp today? Was it because Bill Belichick said Cam Newton's our starter?
Well, I think it's because partially that. I also think it's because people have jobs. I think you're not also taking into account the COVID situation right now.
Okay, and we're taking that all into account, and I'm saying the Cam Newton thing's kind of a joke, kind of. I just think it's such a wonderful take by Murray. I can't fathom people would not show up to training camp because Bill reiterated
no, Cam not, not large.
Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
Yeah, I think I'll, you know what, I think we'll go for a walk in the park instead of going to Gillette.
Not large swaths of people, but I'm sure one or two. If there was like a dad, Jim Murray, that had two young Patriots fans, and I heard this, and I'm so anti-Cam Newton, I'd say, you know what, we're going to Canobie Lake instead today, guys. Like a change of plan. And people are working? Yeah, are they? Go to a car wash tomorrow at 11 and tell me people are working, or a golf course. And COVID too. Everyone's out. Like no one cares anymore.
Good job.
It's the Brady economy. People will skip their job. They'll skip those remote jobs, Jim. They'll skip it and they'll go watch Brady. They'll say, "No, I'm going to work today instead and watch Cam Newton."
It's a good point by Murray. Wait, people are working? Is that true? But Cam Newton is your starter? I think we'll go play mini golf. Ken in Mansfield, your thoughts?
Well, I was at the game at the practice this morning, my grandson. It was great for him because he walked up to every event where you throw the football, kick the football, spin the wheel, did not have to wait in line. He said to me, this is the first time we ever were able to go into the bleachers. We had three rows that we could have laid down and never mind just sit. And the comment when Newton threw the pick over the middle was, at least some things haven't changed. So from a fan standpoint and ease of getting around, it was great, but I have never seen practice like it.
Okay, Ken, thanks for the call. Again, I just wonder when Robert Kraft is out there on the field looking up in the stands, and he says to himself, huh, wasn't expecting, well, where is everybody? Jonathan, where is everybody?
I mean, a true quarterback competition. I figured we were going to be promised this. You haven't drafted a quarterback in the first round since Drew Effin Bledsoe. This was the most exciting thing going into training camp this year. Hey, we're going to have a quarterback competition, even if we knew deep down it was going to happen. Bill, what are you doing? Like, again, if I'm ownership, you brought this up a few segments ago. If I'm Robert and I hear that, dial that back. Nope, quarterback competition on. Nope, nothing to see here.
Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback.
Bad for business. Prank call.
Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. Oh, I think God. I've said that.
Tommy and Lynn, what do you got, Tommy, on the Sox?
All right, guys. This is my input. The Sox are going backwards, and I don't know what's up with them getting swept by the Tampa Bay Rays, and now they lost first place. And if this team's going to start sucking, it's time to go slap some people around like High and Bloom and say, goodbye, High and Bloom. You messed up that at the trade deadline. And also, guys, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
All right, Tom. That out. Thank you, guys.
Okay, buddy. Happy birthday. No, we're not going to slap Heim Bloom around. I mean, we don't promote physical altercations there, Tommy. But I think it's more ownership. I think, you know, whether you are a tax team or a non-tax team is set at a level higher than the general manager level or the CBO level, whatever they call these guys now. It's set at the ownership level, and that's a ownership decision. We're going to be a tax team or we're not going to be a tax team.
It's a neat trick, though, with that title, Chief Baseball Officer. It makes it sound like someone like Heim Bloom is the be-all, end-all. He's the final answer, and it's just not the truth. Because ultimately, no, they still have to answer to ownership if they're going to, you know, have them open up the checkbook or make a big move or, you know, move on from one of their top prospects. It's still ultimately on ownership. They're the people you should really be mad at if you're looking at this and the lack of activity at the trade deadline. It's not so much on Heim Bloom. It's more about John Henry.
It's a reentry Monday. So the Red Sox really deflating weekend following the trade deadline. Kind of gone in the tank here. That's probably the lead story. We hit on the Patriots and the latest at Patriots training camp, and Belichick once again reiterating Cam Newton's a starter. I think he left the door open for Mac Jones. But either way, he says that one day, and then 2 days later, no one shows up. I just find that humorous. I'm not drawing the line, but
Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
I will gladly entertain it because it's such a wonderful take either way. And what haven't we got to? I'll give you Krejci minute, Bruins minute. How about the Celtics and the NBA free agency deadline, which is tonight at 6? Rumors are flying about Celtics players, both past and present, coming and going. We'll give you the very latest and our thoughts on it right after Murray's 90-second update. There are no commercials here.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.